Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. You can also hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. Live exclusive interview with April Brock. She is the Assistant Director for Ignite Hope. She is here because Stacy Gilson is gallivanting somewhere in Texas doing God knows whatever she does there in Texas. Did she drive down there with her pink Cadillac or did she fly? Or
she what? Flew. She flew down, yeah.
Okay, fine. And the big deal event for Ignite Hope, Children Are Not For Sale or Rent, is going to be Saturday the 18th.
Yes.
And that is going to be at the White Palace, Wheeling Park Drive. Starts at, give me the background again. What time does it start?
6 o'clock. Starts at 6 o'clock. So doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 6, goes till 9. The cost is $60 per ticket. And it includes some amazing food. It's an open bar, DJ 50-50 raffle. But in honor of National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, this Saturday there'll be $50 per person. So you save $10. For a date night, $100 for you and your date to go out for the night, that's a steal.
Indeed it is. And you've got a big deal, a DJ, and there's going to be lots of music,
Keith
lots of
Shreve's
entertainment.
Keith Shreve's going to be there doing the music. We have some singers coming in to sing a special song, some live entertainment. Wheeling Park's created a great video for us for the backdrop of that song, and it's going to be a great night.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Now, they're also going to have some other things there as well, like pictures and all that. You can have your pictures taken.
Yep. O-Snap photo booth will be there. And she has a pretty cool setup. O-Snap photo booth has a roamer that you can do. So not only do you go to the booth and pose for a picture, but they'll be traveling around the audience getting some shots of you too. So it's a lot of fun.
That's going to be great. It really is. And it's all for a worthy cause to raise money for the Harmony House Children's Advocacy Center. Full disclosure, my wife started this organization many years ago. She is no longer affiliated with it. But stays in touch with everyone because they do such great work and they serve both sides of the river, two different states, West Virginia and Ohio. And this is for kids that law enforcement suspects might have been abused.
Yes.
And they come in and they are interviewed by a forensic interviewer and it is recorded so everybody can see that the kid was not being led with the questions and all that. And then if the prosecutors feel that there is enough evidence there, they can then press charges. And they have done magnificent work. I'm very proud of my wife for what she had started and how well this thing is now going after she has left the organization. And all this money is going to be going to them, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Anybody's going to be there from the organization?
Yeah. So Jay Jack, he's in charge there now and
great.
Super cool guy.
Yes.
We've loved getting to know him.
Yes. Yes.
And then their education coordinator is going to be there also.
And you forgot that person's name. Was it Scott by any chance?
No, it's not Scott.
Okay. All right.
Oh, she's going to kill me.
Oh, well. Stacy, I'm sure you and Stacy are going to have a long talk after this interview.
Yeah. But she can't fire me because it's volunteer.
There you go. Now, for those who don't know, you really... it's really important to understand, and I cannot emphasize this enough, it's really important to understand how useless the local media, the legacy media, has become, because there's so many important things going on in the world, including what I'm going to talk about next regarding trafficking and all, in the United Kingdom, that we're not covered, the legacy media is not covered here at all. But if you go on X Twitter, you will see, and Elon Musk has taken the lead on this thing, the problems with what they're calling grooming gangs, but really they're rape gangs. And that's not an exaggeration. In the United Kingdom, in England, Pakistan, primarily Pakistani people who've come over from Pakistan who have been systematically raping little girls. And I don't mean like 5 or 10. One is, of course, too many. But I mean literally tens of thousands and quite probably hundreds of thousands for many, many years. And you might be thinking to yourself, oh, come on, Dimitri, that cannot possibly be true. That's so over the top. It's ridiculous. It's actually worse than that. Because not only have these Pakistani rape gangs been allowed to target these little children, tens of thousands and quite probably hundreds of thousands, but the worst part is that the government in England, the equivalent of the Democratic Party in England, the Labour Party, which is essentially the UK's Democratic Party, has been not only ignoring these horrific atrocities, but in fact has been covering them up. If you go on X Twitter and follow Elon, if you do nothing else, just follow Elon Musk. Just follow Elon Musk, and you will be dumbfounded by the gravity of this situation in the UK. Tens of thousands, quite possibly hundreds of thousands of little girls systematically raped by these gangs, and the government there not only did nothing but help cover it up. And now Elon Musk, because of Twitter, thank God for Elon Musk and Twitter, is putting the spotlight on them, and it could very easily bring down the Labour government, the Democratic Party government in the UK, the Labour government, bring it down. And this whole thing is being exposed. It's an astonishing story, a horror story of a magnitude that I can't even describe. In fact, many people have said that this is the biggest peacetime scandal in the history of England. Peacetime scandal, the biggest in the history of England. This country's been around for 1,000 years. That's how bad it is. And virtually nobody in this country in the media is covering it except what's going on Twitter. You need to understand what's going on here. So this problem here with what the hell is it with so many of these people, mostly on the left? That's the other thing, mostly on the left. These God-blessed pedophiles, these rape gangs in England, the P. Diddy stuff, the Epstein Island stuff. What? It's like we're living in this dystopian nightmare.
Yeah. And what do you do about it?
Exactly. It's just insane. So please take a look at this. Learn about this. If you care at all about what is being done to little children, especially little girls, with these monsters, they're all over the place. Again, go on Twitter, follow Elon Musk. If you do nothing else, just follow him, and you will get an eyeful. You will not believe how horrible this is. You absolutely won't believe it. You think I'm making this up. You think I'm going over the top with this. No, I'm underplaying it. I'm actually underplaying this. That's how bad it is. But what we can do here is raise money for Ignite Hope. And the Big Deal charity event is September 18. It is at the White Palace. It starts at 6 o'clock. Tickets normally $60, which is a bargain even at $60.
It is, yeah.
But $50 for this Saturday, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, how do people buy tickets, April?
Super easy. You can go to our Facebook page. There are links listed in our feed there.
Ignite Hope.
Ignite Hope. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to IgniteHopeOhioValley.com. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way. That's our website. There's a link there. Saturday, the tickets will automatically be $50. If you jump on today so that you don't forget, it is still a bargain.
$60, sure.
$120 for a date night. You can't go out to eat for that. So jump on our Ignite Hope plus, Ohio Valley.
Plus, if it's a date with, like, you're trying to impress a girl.
Yeah.
A woman. You take her out to this thing. If you're a guy, if I were single, I'm not single. I've been married like 150 years. I'm sorry, it just feels that way. but let's say that I was single guy, and I'm trying to impress some beautiful blonde, you know, beautiful woman. I would take her to this thing. Not only because it won't cost me all that much, but because she'll think that I'm a really good guy. You know, I think I'm going to support this organization because this is a wonderful thing. What do you think of me? And in fact, I'm taking her there because it's It's cheap, you know. So it's a win-win for guys. Yeah. It's an absolute win-win for guys, but it's a win-win for everyone. So you brought lots of stuff here.
I did.
You want to hang for our Facebook friends, the live stream.
So this is for you. This is from Ignite Hope.
Ignite Hope, great.
So every morning, get up, drink your coffee, remember the great cause that we're... that you're supporting.
Thank
we appreciate
very much. Did
that.
Did you wash this? Is this clean?
You might want to clean it again. It's been packaged.
In other words, no, Dimitri, no. I didn't take the time to clean this thing when I handed it to you live on Dimitri
Stop
Live and
it.
Date. Okay.
Did you see the movie The Sound of Freedom?
No, as a matter of fact,
you have not.
Tell the listeners about this.
Okay, so The Sound of Freedom came out several years ago. This is actually what kind of brought Ignite Hope into existence. So The Sound of Freedom came out. It was in theaters. For those of you who don't know, Stacey Gilson is the one, our director of
lovely,
Ignite Hope.
Lovely, lovely
She's
woman.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting at my kitchen table one day, and she called me on the phone, and she said, April, have you seen this movie, The Sound of Freedom? And it is about human trafficking.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings light to the situation all across the world. It's happening here. It's happening in England. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And so...
Is that a... I still can't wrap my mind around this.
Right.
What kind of guy... And there are a lot of them who are really into this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, I want to vomit. It's like, geez.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah. So she called me and she said, have you seen this movie? I went and saw this movie yesterday. And I said, yeah, I've seen it. And she said, do you think that's happening here? And I said, yeah. Yeah, I think it's happening here. And she said, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And if you know Stacey Gilson, you know that when she asks you what you're going to do about it, that means we're going to do something about it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
and
my
so
word.
I
ask
said,
Tom.
Right.
Oh, God, here she goes again. You know?
Right. So yeah. I said, I don't know. And she said, well, I'm going to make some phone calls and I'm going to call you back.
Yeah.
And so
she did that. If she says she's going to do something, Stacey Gilson is...
She does it.
She absolutely does it. Oh,
she
no
does
question.
It.
No
so
question.
She, later on that day, she called me back, told me who all she called. I had made some phone calls, and she said, okay, well, let's do this. We need to get a group together. And it started out, there were about 35, 40 people met on her back deck.
That many.
We just said, listen, this is a problem in the area. We need to do something about it. Who's interested in doing something? And 40 people showed up that day on her back deck.
Goodness gracious.
And we came up with Ignite Hope and what we were going to do about it. The first thing that we did is we had up at Wheeling Park, they donated a shelter area for us, and we put it out to the community, and there was 80 people. That
really?
Showed up. Yeah.
Goodness.
80 people from the community showed up and said, yeah, let's do something. And we started planning activities and education and awareness. The Y offers free self-defense classes. So we try to advocate and get people connected to Y with that.
YWCA.
The YWCA. Okay. Yeah. Or Sexual Assault Help Center also helps in that. Harmony House.
Ashley's wonderful, isn't she?
She's amazing. She's one of
great.
My favorite people on the planet.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She is absolutely, absolutely great. So
That's where it started. Mm-hmm. Right here. Stacey saw the movie. So I brought you a copy.
Thank you.
To make sure that you could watch it. When you're done, pass it on to someone else.
Okay. I thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
We got to take a short break here. You've got more stuff and want to find out how much money you raised last year, how much you think you might raise this year, what else people can do if they want to be involved in this thing, if they want to be volunteers. Do you have any room for any more volunteers to help?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
There's also a link on our website for that.
Excellent. It is Ignite Hope, the second annual Ignite Hope charity event, Saturday, January 18. It's at the White Palace. It starts at 6 o'clock. Tickets only $60 a piece. And on this Saturday, there'll be $50 in honor of some, what's Saturday? Some big
Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
There you go. So make sure you buy some tickets for that, and lots of great prizes as well, including this treehouse thing with the... I'm amazed by this. I had no idea. I had absolutely no
it's
idea.
Pretty great.
More with April Brock, live exclusive in-studio interview. She is the assistant director for Ignite Hope. Stacey is off doing much bigger, more important things in Texas, but we're very happy to have April.